Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Dossie. David Dossie is the partner with Gallagher & Dossie, LPA, and it's an intellectual property law firm, and they help people protect their assets, their intellectual property assets, patents, copyrights, trademarks. He's helped me with mine on many occasions. David, thanks again for hanging out with us. Invention-protection.com, right?
That's it.
That's the website, so check that out, folks. That's not your grandfather's IP attorney website. Okay, Dave, in the previous segment, you introduced us, educated us, informed us about the concept and the idea and the legal aspects of what's called fair use. How to properly reproduce someone's intellectual property in a way that's fair use and not abuse, right?
Right.
For which you can get fair use is fair use. But you can get in trouble if you abuse it. But fair use is fair use being is it becoming an evolving term? There's a new case. Is technology, I guess I should say, pushing the envelope of fair use based on this case between the Authors Guild and Google?
Right. But this Authors Guild versus Google has been going on since 2005, so almost a decade. And
what are the Authors Guild of the plaintiffs? What do they want?
Well, they want, obviously, they represent the largest group representing authors, and they want the authors to be paid for Google, the fact that Google has scanned more than 20 million books.
Mm-hmm. In their entirety. And now making part of that available in their book, on their book website.
Exactly. If you're not familiar with the Google Books, they have taken great precautions that they're not making entire books available.
I went on that site recently, and there's a Dan Brown book, Inferno. He's got 59 chapters in that book. The first 10 chapters and the table of contents are available. You can go read that on Google for free.
Well, there are two different kind of programs Google had. Sometimes they did obtain author approval, and the conditions, if they had author approval, might be a little differently than the books they scanned without approval.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say whether that one was with approval
right,
or not, but
right.
The ones that they didn't have approval for, you could not read the first 10 chapters of it.
Right, okay.
They've taken great precautions that each page is divided into eights, and you can view different snippets.
Right.
And I think it's at least one full page out of every 10 pages is entirely blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
So at least one out of 10 pages you can't read at all.
So this is Google's goal apparently was just to get people a taste of what was inside. And no more. Doesn't Amazon do something very similar?
You know, I can't say for
I think
a fact.
Amazon gives you a peek into the book.
Well, and again, I think Amazon, though, is doing that with author permission because they're selling the books. You know, Google is not selling the books.
Right.
They're making all this available to the public.
So excuse me. So, they took the case to court. The court ruled against the authors in favor of Google, right?
Right. They the case originally there were a bunch of motions. They tried to get make it a class action. Initially, the judge certified it as a class. That part went up on appeal. The appeals court said, "Wait a minute. Go back and analyze this on fair use first before we get into that issue." And so the district court judge did the fair use analysis. And it's important to note that at one point the Guild and Google tried to settle this case, and the court ultimately rejected the settlement as being too complicated and unfair. It was just unwielding. So the Authors Guild probably ended up passing up a lot of money, and now the district court has come back. They've gone through their analysis of the fair use factors and said what Google is doing is fair use, and that is largely, it's important to note that fair use is a very fact-specific analysis. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Google took so many precautions really weighed in favor of them.
Right.
Additionally, there is if Google had taken a more direct and aggressive approach to monetizing, you know,
right,
prominent ads, things may have turned out differently. But in this case, they took all these precautions. They aren't aggressively monetizing, and the judge really weighed the fourth factor that we talked about earlier, the effect upon the potential market for the value of the copyrighted work, really honed in on that and found that plaintiff put two key arguments forward, and in fact the judge went so far as to say that neither suggestion makes sense, because mm-hmm. their arguments were primarily that it was hurting the authors, and I guess the key, they said that Google Books will negatively impact the market for books, and that Google's scans will serve as a replacement market for books.
Right.
And
which I've got to go to a break here, Dave. That to okay. me, that argument was not strong, but the it almost, well, Google's purpose. What is Google's purpose? Is it just to get? They do monetize this though, David. I disagree. I think the judge in this case is naive, because when Google gets eyeballs to their site, they do monetize. So I disagree with that argument. We're going to wrap this up, folks, with David Dossie after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.